Please raise your hand and I will call on you. And we will begin with Zach Buchanan.
Hey, Tori, we were told you might have some roster moves for us today.
Yeah, I've already shared with you our starter for today. That's happening with Mejia. We know that Joe Mantiply is here and he's been cleared, but the corresponding moves we've yet to announce. So you'll get that within the next couple of minutes. And look, there's protocols and there's different things in place that we gotta address and make sure that we're trump tight with. As far as some other health information, Cole Calhoun will begin his outdoor running progression this week. I know Nick had asked me if he has been hitting and running. He has not. That outfield or that running progression will include some time in the outfield. So we'll get those next necessary steps moving in the right direction. Merrill Kelly will be out of isolation tomorrow. And in my conversations with him, he's feeling really, really good and looks good. And then in another small announcement, I know you guys have been asking about Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver is presently in a close contact 7-day protocol. So everything is temporarily on hold for him. That began on Friday, and we won't know anything, and we'll continue to test him for the next 7 days, which will end this Friday.
Nick Pecoro.
Tori, I mean, is there any point in us asking about the corresponding moves? I mean, are they COVID related? Is there anything you can say generally about them without revealing the guys themselves and their identities yet, since you have to get through protocols?
Yeah, I'd rather not go there. But look, when people are this obviously, we are very concerned about the protocols. We do follow the protocols. So in any situation, whether it's about today or tomorrow or the next one down the road, we've got to make sure that these guys that are coming in and potentially have been touched by the virus pass through protocol. So, you know, whether it is or is this particular situation, we have to wait and be very thorough through this process.
Evan Thompson.
Tori, do you have any updates on Caleb Smith's fate?
I do not. I just got off the phone with Amiel right before I was talking to you guys, going to talk to you guys. And he said that he's been in touch with the league and, you know, he's trying to maintain contact with them in this through the situation. And they haven't gotten any information to him. So we're doing our best to get updates and keep updated and get that information to you guys and more importantly, get it to Caleb, but we don't have any updates right now.
Tori, along those lines, if it takes this long for them to determine whether he should be suspended, do you think it's fair that players are automatically ejected if umpires find something? If it takes 3 or 4 days for the league to, you know, decide if there is something on their glove?
Yeah, this is just my personal opinion. I'm not speaking on behalf of the organization, but my personal opinion, yeah, I think it's a better sign that a ruling hasn't come down yet. I think they're doing a thorough investigation instead of just immediately slamming the door on his fate. So maybe no news is good news. It's a good sign. They haven't forgotten about it. I know that, but the fact that they're investigating it and looking at it as closely as they are, you know, maybe they're having a tough time determining exactly what is in there, and it's nothing illegal. So once again, I stand by Caleb. He has told me several times it's nothing illegal that was in there. It was just the common buildup of the sweat, the rosin, and dirt. And, you know, it's a residue. It wasn't like it was caked on there. It was just a very, very common buildup that happens in a lot of places.
Jack Summers.
Jack, you're muted.
Oops, sorry. Tori, how exciting was it to have Humberto join the club today? And what can fans expect to see from him today?
Well, yeah, it's a very well-deserved honor. He's been working hard to make today happen. It's an opportunity for him to go out there and show us his growth and development that has taken place through the course of this season. He's got power stuff, and he can finesse you. He can beat you in a bunch of different ways. He's got a three plus pitch mix that is going to go out there and be very competitive. And we're all excited about today for a lot of reasons.
Okay, for the gentleman who does not have his name, just listen.
That's going to be tough.
Is that me?
Yep, that's you. You don't have your name listed.
Okay, this is Bill Latson, MLB.com. I'm filling in for Steve Gilbert. Dalton Varsho has been hitting pretty well. What's been working for him?
Yeah, he's having a player of the week type of week, right? It's a lot of hard work. It's just continuing to get a knowledge of the strike zone, continuing to look for the pitch that he's trying to square up and not missing it. There's a ton of God-given ability when he steps into the batter's box, and he's condensing all of those tools into one particular focus, and that's finding the baseball with a good setup, good alignment, and a good finish. And it's yielding very positive results.
Thank you.
Zach Buchanan.
Tori, is Luke's situation going to meaningfully affect his timeline to get back here and back in the rotation? Or do you feel like there's still plenty of time for him to get an extended run starting?
Meaningful, no. He's going to find his way back here and get some opportunities to show us what where he's at, how healthy he is, and continue to do the things that he's been doing over the past several weeks through his buildup.
Evan Thompson, back to you.
Hey, Tori, you coached in the American League for several years and faced Miguel Cabrera a lot. And with his milestone that he reached yesterday, I was wondering if you had anything to say about Miguel and coaching against him over the years.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, huge congratulations to him. And you're right. I watched him compete for a very long time and had a chance to watch him at the highest level in ALCS series. He is a complete hitter, a complete baseball player, and he has fun doing it. Some of my best interactions would occur while he's playing first base, looking into the visiting, or in this case, the home dugout in Boston, and just carrying on a conversation with me, and then two innings later, he's running around the bases, pointing his finger at me as he hit another home run. So it was always fun-loving, but serious when it needed to be, and he's done it the right way.
Back to you, Nick.
With Merrill's situation, are you guys thinking he's gonna need to build back up in any way, or could he just the day he's cleared start a game?
Yeah, no. We're gonna be very careful with Merrill. Typically the buildup for a starting pitcher is 1-to-1. So for every day that he misses, it's going to be, a buildup of that same amount of time on the back end. That's always our starting point. So what we do and how we maneuver around the 20 days, we'll see, but we want Merrill to throw again. We want him to pitch in games. We loved where he was trending. We want that inning total to get into a good place. So he can have a very successful and full 2022, but we're looking to get him back on the mound, and we'll start at that one in that 1-to-1 area. But obviously, get some feedback from him and the medical team, and spit out what the next steps would be.
So this road trip he's definitely not going to be joining you on this trip.
I would say most likely no. In fact, 100% no.
Anything else for Tori? If not, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.